So you graduated in 1976.
Right.
But something else was happening in the world in 1976. There was a young lady at age 14 who was competing in the Olympics.
Right.
She would be 3 years younger than you?
Nadia is 3.5 years younger than me, right.
All right. Of course, I'm talking about your wife, Nadia Comaneci. I guess you've kind of thought about this. Here I was at 76 graduating, and she's at 14 in the Olympics, where she scored 7 perfect 10s, won 3 gold medals, including the prestigious all-around. The scoreboard could only hold 3 digits. In women's gymnastics, 3 gold medals were also won by Nellie Kim of the Soviet Union, and somebody, I can't pronounce the name of the USSR, won 4 gold medals. Mm-hmm. That's kind of interesting how that's going on at the same time that you are competing.
And interestingly enough, in the spring of 1976, in March, actually on March 28th, which has happened to be my birthday, the first American Cup was in Madison Square Garden. It was during our bicentennial year, and it was the first time gymnastics was ever invited to play in New York at Madison Square Garden. So it was a big moment. Since I was the reigning national champion, I got selected to participate in that event. So I participated on the 27th and the 28th of March, and I actually won, and I beat some of my great heroes, including Mitsuo Sukihara from Japan, in this event. And Nadia and I won the competition together. I was 17, and I turned 18 on that day. Nadia was 14. We stood side by side and held up these American Cup silver trophies. I just remember thinking, first of all, she's amazing. She could do skills that most of the guys couldn't even do. And she was so young and so talented. Nobody could understand how she could be so good at such a young age. We stood side by side, held the trophies up together. And I remember a photographer said, "Will you guys get close together and hold up those trophies? And hey, lean over, give her a little kiss on the cheek. It might make a nice photo." So I did. Many years later, when Nadia defected from Romania and came to the United States, she didn't remember that moment at all, because 3 months after that moment, she went on to score the first perfect 10 in the Olympics and 6 more, win all those medals. I went to the same Olympics in Montreal, but I had a disastrous performance, and so nobody remembered me from Montreal, but of course the world was captivated by Nadia. Years later, when she came to the United States, we were actually on a television show together, and the TV host said, "When did you two meet?" And I said, "We met actually in 1976 in New York at Madison Square Garden." And at the same time, Nadia said, "No, we met in 1981. I said, "Wait, don't you remember we met in New York and we held up these trophies and I leaned over and gave you a kiss on the cheek?" And she goes, No, I don't remember that." And she goes, "No, wait a minute. There was a little blonde guy there. That was me." She only remembered meeting me later on when we were older and we were on a tour traveling around the world together doing gymnastic shows. And so I didn't leave much of an impression on her the first time. So it took me several years to chase her down and get her attention.